It's 8:43 on this Monday morning with the Musers. It's February 16th, President's Day. And because of that, we thought we would get a hold of, I think, who historians will all pretty much have ranked as the number one greatest president of all time. Joining us now from the great beyond, Abraham Lincoln. Good morning, President Lincoln. Do you have us?
Oh, who's calling me?
We're a radio show. We're a radio show from 2026 in your future.
Oh,
we're
the Musers. Sounds like the Musers.
Yes.
Yeah, he's familiar.
Yes, I've heard of your program, Mary Todd, my depressing hell on wheels ball breaker of a squatty wife, told me about it. She really likes the people say the darndest things.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, tell her thank you.
Loves it. Also likes the fake Jonesy. especially when you do the gate agent stuff.
That's very popular.
What y'all bugging my butt for?
Well, what's that?
President's Day.
What y'all bugging my butt for?
It's President's Day. So
y'all looking for tips on President's Day savings, where you get a good mattress or a stovetop or something.
No, I hadn't really thought about that, but yeah.
You know, in my day, we didn't have mattresses.
You didn't?
No, we slept on straw with other men's.
Okay.
Yeah, I slept with other men's in the bed. You didn't hear about that, George?
Okay, let's not spend a lot of time talking about that.
Climbing that bed with another man that I enjoy, and we debate each other all night.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
We were master debaters with other men in the same bed.
Oh, gosh.
But I'm living up here with Yoda and Apollo Creed.
Oh, okay. It's good to know that you're up there.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Well, answer us this here on President's Day. Do you think your assassination was some sort of conspiracy?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Who do you think was involved?
Oswald.
Really?
Oswald. I think Oswald did it. I sure do.
It was like 100 years after.
Well, I was in the presidential box one time.
You were in the what?
I was, presidential box.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure which box he was in. Maybe over in my sister Stinky. That's the next one over.
Okay. My gosh.
But he bust in, and then he capped me one right in the thinker, right in the back there. And so for those scoring at home, Oswald took out two of us prisoners.
Wow, that's amazing.
So he time traveled.
He's the most successful president. Yes, he did time travel. Most successful president assassin of all time. Now, old Kennedy ain't up here.
Okay, let's not.
Yeah,
that's tough news.
His penis got him into a little bit too
Listen,
much trouble.
We've got way too much discourse going on right now to start that kind of thing.
Well, the Lord wouldn't let JFK pass the pearly gates.
Oh, gosh.
Because he made it past Maryland pearly whites a few too many times.
Gosh.
All right.
But anyway, doesn't y'all have a ticket stock coming up at Plano Center?
Yes, we do.
What's the theme? Yacht Rock or something crazy?
Yeah, Friday, Yacht Rock, Saturday. Just a good time, yeah.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
You're so familiar.
Hey, can I say something?
Sure.
While I got you here?
Sure.
I'm very disappointed in what's going on in America.
You are?
Yes. What? I didn't take a .38 in the back of the head just so the Mavs could trade away Luka.
That's what you're disappointed about?
That's not a good use of sports freedom.
Okay.
Trade away a superstar.
Superstar. He's a superstar. And I haven't kept up with politics in a while, but so you guys could probably fill me in.
Mm-hmm.
I've had this one question that's been bugging me for years and years and years, and I'm almost too scared to ask
it. Oh, no. What is it?
I ain't mentioning the Epstein files, am I?
No, I think you're clear on that.
Lord. Thank God.
I think you're okay.
Thank God. Hey, can I tell you something?
Sure.
I'm on level with you, George. You sound like a upstanding young gentleman.
Well, I don't know.
I'm serious. I'm going to level with you. I'm going to be dead ass. This is dead ass, all right? Y'all overrate that Gettysburg Address on fierce.
Wow.
Well, that was a great speech. That was incredible.
No, it wasn't. And everyone praises it for its brevity. But the truth is, I just ran out of time to finish it, and I panicked.
Panicked?
I did. I panicked. I wrote it on the back of a TGI Friday's napkins.
They weren't around back then.
That. Ran out of room.
The 1860s.
And the newspapers of the day didn't cover the last part of the speech where I rambled for about 40 minutes riffing on aliens and Scooby-Doo. And you just should have seen, and this was rambling to a pack of battle-weary Union soldiers. They didn't want to hear any of that stuff.
Oh, they didn't have time for that.
But I even took a few humorous questions about my hat and whether or not I could play in the ABA.
You know, this interview is not helping your legacy, I don't think.
I don't care about legacy. I'm dead, Craig. Dead. Hey.
What?
I think losing Micah was a big mistake. I know. Yeah. I know it got hurt this year, but I think Jerry's still going to rue that day.
Yeah.
Hey, can I say something here? Something else?
Sure. Keep going.
Go Tigers. I'm a big fan of LSU. Always
really?
Have been. I started liking them during my first term. Never stopped.
I figured you'd like the Fighting Illini of Illinois more
no,
than
no, no. Uh-uh.
So you're on board with Lane Kiffin?
Lane Kiffin. I'm on board. 100%, Craig. 100%.
Right, well.
Now, I got to go. I got a pottery making class. It's about to start in 7 minutes. And I got to go pick up Kurt Cobain from his room. We're riding over in the same golf cart.
Okay. He's up there, too.
Okay. Well, this has got to be the most unstable visit we've ever had.
It's a little unstable, but it's Happy President's Day.
Happy President's Day. Yes, Mr. President. We'll see you.
Go 49ers.
Hey. There goes Abe Lincoln from the great beyond.